very special dog, Donnie, who lines his toys up, his plush toys, in groups, in shapes, in geometric shapes, and lines, and in categories.
Wow.
It's a little hard to grasp. I'm not sure if it was an obsessive compulsive disorder or genius dog. I wanted to get Donnie's mother, guardian, on the phone to find out exactly what the scoop is about Donnie. We have Carol Young joining us. Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Okay, so your dog is lining up toys in the backyard. When this first happened, what did you think?
Well, there's an awful lot to this story, a lot more than what was on National Geographic.
Well, tell us.
I adopted Donnie about 4 years ago, and I found him on the Internet. I had just lost my Doberman of 11 years to cancer. And when Donnie arrived at my house, he was terrified of everybody. And he was just particularly scared of men. And he didn't want anybody to touch his back. And he didn't know how to go up steps. He wasn't housebroken. And it was quite a period of adjustment for both of us.
Traumatic.
How old was Donnie at that time?
About four. Okay. They're guessing he's about eight now. And I guess it took maybe 6 to 9 months for us to really, really start to gel. And during that time, I would buy him some toys to play with, and I noticed he really enjoyed the squeaky toys. So he had maybe 20 at the time. And this was as we started to really, really bond, I went out one morning to pick up his toys, and I noticed that they were arranged in two parallel lines, equally spaced.
Now, how many toys are there that we're talking about right now?
For the first arrangement, there was about 20. He now has about 150.
Okay, so you walked out in the backyard to get him, and you saw 20 toys lined up.
In two parallel lines, and the toys were spaced almost perfectly, perfect distance from each other.
So did you think a neighbor was playing a trick on you?
Well, no, I didn't, but I was really very, very surprised at what I saw. I live pretty far out in the country, and I have 2 acres, and my land is fenced. And so I couldn't really imagine anybody, you know, coming in with a Doberman.
Yes.
I mean, Donnie's extremely friendly, but most people wouldn't have known that.
Right.
So I figured that he had done it, but I wasn't registering the fact that he actually had done it. And I left him there for quite a while, and he didn't move them. And I took pictures, and I then finally just kind of tucked it in the back of my brain and didn't think about it much anymore. Until in December, I went out back, and I noticed he had done a complete half circle with bones. And they also were equally spaced. So at this point, I was really, I figured he was doing it, and I thought it was extremely unusual.
You figured he was doing that? Because if that happened to me, I would think someone was messing with me.
Well, I would normally think that, except not where I live. You know, it just didn't make sense. There aren't really any kids around here. You know, and I know my neighbors, but I don't interact with them much, so I just couldn't imagine that somebody would be doing this on purpose.
Now, were you going to keep this to yourself, or were you going to tell
them? Well, no, I told my friends, and they all came over, and, you know, they looked at it, and I didn't move them for a long time. And, yeah, everybody was just like, what? You know, it was really pretty amazing.
So what did you think was going on?
I really didn't know. I really, really didn't know.
You never actually witnessed him doing this?
Not at that point. Later on, I did. At that point, I would come out, you know, and look and see. Now I would start to go out and look and see what he was doing. And I also was buying more toys to see, you know, how he would, you know, react to more toys, what he might do. And he started doing, like, triangles all over the yard. But they weren't just triangles. They were, like, all of the same species. All frogs.
All frogs.
But different manufacturers. Different size frogs, different color frogs, but all frogs. Or all monkeys. And they all had to either be face up or face down.
Gosh.
And he was doing squares. He was doing trapezoids. He was doing on the deck and on the patio and in the yard. And then one day, see, he was really, really a Velcro dog. He really would stick by me at this point. And he would not stay out in the backyard unless he knew that he could come in and check on my whereabouts. And I worked out of the home, so I, if I had shut the door to the deck, he would just sit there by the door and cry.
Yeah.
So I got these screens that he could open, and they closed with magnets so that he could come in and out at will. And that solved that problem. So he would go outside for maybe 10 minutes knowing that he could come back in and check on me.
Okay.
And he would. Well, then he started bringing the toys inside and just sitting there waiting for me to look at them. And then he would kind of indicate, follow me. And I would, and he would go out and keep looking over his shoulder to make sure that I was coming.
Uh-huh.
And then he would go and place the toy in the last spot of a particular arrangement.
Wow, the last one.
The last spot, and then just look at me. I would praise him and praise him, and I would go get the camera and take a picture. And ultimately, he would just sit there and wait for me to bring the camera out, and he would pose for the picture.
So he wanted to make sure you were there when he finished them.
Yes, he was showing me what he was doing, making sure that I knew that he was doing it. And at this point, then, I was just totally blown away. So I decided to go online and see if I could find somebody in the animal behavioral department that might be able to shed some light, or at least somebody that might be interested in, you know, coming and see what he does.
Weren't you afraid that they might laugh at you?
Oh, I totally believed that they would, and I think most of them did. But in order to get somebody's attention, I figured I'd have to come across at least as intelligent, thoughtful, and very detailed. And I didn't get any responses from anybody until maybe about 3 months later. And that was Dr. Barbara Smuts from the University of Michigan. So I contacted her, and initially she thought I was making it up. But when we got on the phone and started talking, I think she finally believed that at least I believed this was happening. Not necessarily that it was happening, but that I believed that it was. And she was making arrangements to come out and stay a week at my house in January. Well, on November 30th of 2006, Donnie had a little cough, and I thought he had something, I thought he was choking on something.
Mm-hmm.
So I took him right up to the vet, and she immediately diagnosed. She knew right away that it was congestive heart failure.
Oh,
because
no.
It's extremely common in the Doberman breed. And so that he probably only had about 6 weeks to live.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And so I called Barbara Smuts, and I told her that if she wanted to come and meet Donnie, she probably had to come a lot sooner than she was planning.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually came out 2 weeks later. And, of course, this was 14 months ago, and he's still very much with us.
Barbara came out, and she did spend some time.
She spent a week, and she brought a colleague with her. And what they did was they mounted infrared cameras around my house, around the back of my house,
mm-hmm.
Because he did not really do this in front of people per se, because if he walked outside and he was doing it, he'd lose interest in what he was doing and he would come and want some attention.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So he really had to be observed by the cameras when nobody was out there with him.
And the cameras did indeed show him aligning these toys.
Absolutely. We got some unbelievable video. I mean, when he would come out and he'd put a toy down and he'd look at it and he'd look all around the deck, he'd back up, he'd circle it, look around it again, bend down, pick it up, move it 6 inches, and then go back inside into the porch and get another toy.
Wow.
I think I had mentioned that he did not want me to touch his back for a long time.
Yes, you did.
When we were sleeping together, I always wanted to put my arm around him, and he still was a little fearful of that. And finally, one night, he just kind of snuggled his back up next to me, and I put my arm around him, and he just took a big sigh, and you could just kind of tell that he was just releasing all that tension. The next day, he went out and he made an arrangement where a teddy bear was face down with its arm over a frog. And then on the other side was a dog with its arm around, I can't remember what animal, but in the middle, which was probably maybe a foot, you know, on either side, was a cat all by itself. The cat didn't have anybody.
So you're saying that he put the arm around...
He recreated, and he's done that many times since. With
wow.
And it just... You know, totally. It's just, now this is a whole new level. And he started lining his toys up, holding hands. And I think that he's doing that because I take care of my profoundly retarded brother, and I hold his hand everywhere I go.
Sure, he's seen that.
He has like a big octopus, and he tucked a little monkey inside and wrapped the tentacles around it to hold it. The tenderness and emotion that he's expressing with his toys is just mind-boggling.
Oh, it's amazing.
Do you think that it is that Donnie is a genius? Do you think he is obsessive-compulsive? Do you what is your evaluation of what's happening here?
Well, I think a lot of factors came into play. Number one, he's very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I'm with him almost all the time,
mm-hmm.
so that I was able to notice these things and encourage them. And he had the opportunity, and he had the animals, and I bought him more, and he had the yard, and he would get my attention in doing it. But that's all I can, you know, say. His motive, I think he's just expressing himself.
Give him a big old hug from all of us here at Animal Radio, okay?
I will do that.
Now, after your story aired on National Geographic and in replay, a lot of phone calls came into Dr. Smuts. Other dogs that may or may not be doing this, but lots of reports. We don't know how many of them are actually valid reports,
right.
Of course. We were encouraging listeners, if your animal does this, if your dog or cat does this, we want to hear from you at 1-866-405-8405. Carol Young joining us, the mother of Donnie the dog that lines up toys in geometric shapes. If you want to learn more and see pictures, head on over to animalradio.com. Pretty astonishing dog there, Donnie.
Isn't he amazing?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.